He blesses me every time I turn around. The Lord, He blesses me. How many know about that? Every time I turn around, the Lord, He blesses me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, amen. Every time I turn around, when you woke up this morning, the Lord, He blesses me. When He healed your body this week, every time I turn around, the Lord, He blesses me. Every time I turn around, if you're still in your right mind, the Lord, He blesses me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. How about amen? Hey, amen. We close and stand to your feet. Every time I turn around, the Lord, He blesses me. He's blessing you right now. You don't even know it. Every time I turn around, the Lord, He blesses me. Can somebody just turn around? Every time I turn around, the Lord, He's blessing me, yeah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, amen. Let us receive our pastor, amen. Suffragan Bishop Verdell Jones with a hearty amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, thank you, Jesus. tonight. Who believe that? Hallelujah. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You got to have that feeling no matter what the circumstances are. Amen. I've got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. It's just not a song that we sing. Amen. It's the knowledge that we have.
Yes.
In serving God. No matter what the circumstances are, everything is going to be all right. We love the Lord. What a wonderful day it is to be in the house of God. And we honor the Lord Jesus Christ. We honor all of our officials. Amen. Our assistant pastor, Dr. Thomas Presley, Jr., and my second assistant pastor, my own companion, Evangelist Jones, and Ella Hamilton, and surgeon into and Evangelist Duncan, Evangelist Calvert, and amen. Play golf to Deacon Ella Smith and our deacons, Deacon Stephen Duncan, and Sergeant Deacon Calvert. All of you that make up this grand house of God, it's a blessing to be here. And we're running a little behind schedule, but we're going to be here all day anyway, so it doesn't matter. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to be here for a long time. This is, you know, they sang a song some time ago that all day long I've been with Jesus. It's been one glorious day. I mounted one step higher, moving on up the King's Highway. So that's what we're going to do today, and I'm so glad. Amen, to be a part of the family of God, to be in this house, and to have an opportunity to worship God with his people. Thank you for being here, and we look forward to the things that God is going to do this day. Amen, in his house. I believe something special. I'm expecting God to do something real special. And I think he's already done something special. Amen. You might not observe things like sometimes people don't, stuff be happening right around them. They don't observe what the Lord is doing. But I think God has already done something special. And he's not finished with this day yet. Amen. You got to come to the house of God with an expectant heart and expectations. Amen. That God is going to do special things. Because that's the kind of God he is. Even in the midst of all the stuff that's going around in the world, amen, God is still in charge. So with that in mind, we're going to look into the word of the Lord briefly. I promise you won't be with you before you a whole long period of time, but I just want to say what the Lord has given my spirit to say out of just one scripture out of the word of God, and that is one scripture out of the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 28. Romans chapter, I think I heard somebody mention that today in this scripture. Yes. Romans 8, 28. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 28, and it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Read it one more time. "And not me." He said, "And we know that all things work together for what? Good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." You may be seated in the house of the Lord as we speak from the topic today. Everything is going to work out some way or somehow. Everything's going to work out some way and somehow. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Man, that means you're a shout off of that. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Everything's going to work out. That's basically what that scripture says. It says all things, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're confronted with, is working for your good. You know, sometimes we sing that song about it's working for our good. We sing it, son, get happy off that, but do we really believe that? When we are faced with obstacles and things that come our way, Amen. We sort of forget what the Word of God has said about your circumstance. But I stop by to tell you today from the Word of God that everything you're going through is going to work out somehow, some way. Amen. I remember as I reminisce over my lifetime and the things that I've gone through, amen, as I was coming up, raising a family, and, you know, got this thing happen, that happens, all, you know, stuff happening, families, and, you know, money gets funny, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, and, you know, sometimes your bills get bigger than your budget, and your budget just busted all over the place, and you don't know what you're going to do. But, you know, I'm still here, 80 years old, and I'm still, amen, still going. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been through all those things that frustrates us. And I wrote a note to myself, is that life presents many challenges to all of us. Amen. Some deal with more than others. And your challenge may be different than what I go through, but all of us, amen, have challenges in our lives. I believe Job declared in the 14th chapter of Job, verses 1 through 2, he said, the man that's born of a woman is of a few days, and he is full of trouble. So you're not going to get around that. So you have to understand then that, amen, he says, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. So, you know, this world offers us troubles. But I'm so glad that we don't have to walk by ourselves. You know, some folks trying to work out things themselves and we just can't do it. When you got God on your side, as a matter of fact, somebody said, you know, God's already worked it out. Amen. Why are you worrying about it? It's already been worked out. A lot of things we get frustrated over. And we get frustrated over the circumstance, but we don't turn to the person that we know is already worked it out. Because what the devil has a tendency to do when your trouble comes, he takes your mind and make your mind focus on your problem instead of focusing on God. The Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. So when trouble comes my way, the first person I want to turn to is God. Yes. Amen. It's okay to talk to your wife or your husband and all your children, but sometimes they don't have the answer because sometimes they are the problems. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you can just turn to God, yes. Amen, he knows the beginning from the end, yes. And he has a solution for every circumstance. So no matter what you're going through today, amen, it's going to work out somehow. Through all of my life experiences, I've gone through a whole lot of things and been confronted with a whole lot of problems that I thought at the time that I was not going to make it through it. But I did, Deacon. I made it through, amen, every one of them.
Amen.
And it wasn't by me that got me through those, but I learned how to depend on God.
Yes.
Amen. We know that bills pile up so much that,
amen,
we wish we could just burn them or throw them in the trash or in the garbage can, but you can't do that. You just add to your problem.
Yes.
Amen. Children who are 9, 10, 11, 12, or 13 years old think they are grown.
Amen.
Lord, Hammer. This is the kind of world we live in. Amen. They want to have their own room, yet they don't own a house. They won't have their own bed, their own TV, their own cell phone, their own iPad, and don't have no job. Y'all ain't going to help me today. But that's what confronts parents today, and they're frustrated with sometimes stuff that goes on. Marriages are going south, amen, that which was loved so much way back in the day. Amen. That used to say, I love you so much, says, don't bother me.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. That's what we're dealing with in times like these.
Uh-huh.
The home that once was so peaceful is now like a zoo or San Quentin.
Lord, help me.
Hallelujah. Amen. The food your wife used to cook, you said it tastes so good. Now you say, I don't want that slop. Y'all ain't going to talk to me today. Hallelujah.
Amen. We used to have joint bank accounts and said yours is, amen, what's yours is mine and what's mine is yours.
Well,
it is now what's mine is mine and what yours is mine.
Yeah,
glory to God. It's gotten so ridiculous. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. It's now gotten so ridiculous that the wife has to borrow money from her husband.
Well,
or the husband has to borrow money from his wife.
Hallelujah.
Y'all ain't going to help me today. The wife has to hide her own stash of cash.
Yeah.
Husband hid his own stash in the same house.
Lord,
have mercy.
Preach.
When God put man and woman together, he said, you're no more twain but one. When you begin to do things the way God said, your problems don't.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Preach, Bishop. Preach it.
The husband used to now open the door for his wife and help her to get in the car. Now sometimes they not only don't open the door, but start driving the car before she shuts the door. Y'all ain't going to help me today. Hallelujah. And you wonder why you're so messed up and you can't get things done. Amen. Because you're not doing it the way God says to do it.
Amen.
You ought to always be on your honeymoon. It might not be quite the same, but honeymoon is a honeymoon. Amen.
Well.
It's not a nightmare. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. She's still as sweet as she was when you first married her, when you courted her. He's still as handsome as he was when you courted him. You just got looking through the wrong goggles. Amen. Amen. Are y'all going to hear me? Amen. Hey, glory to God. Amen. I don't care. Michelangelo painted that portrait is still there.
Uh-huh.
He's long gone, but the beautiful picture is still beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's still the same picture.
Yes.
The same woman you married is still the same woman. The same man you married is still the same man.
Amen.
You just don't look. You're just not looking at the right perspective. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You're trying to compare, amen, 30 years ago with today. Amen.
No,
you're not
that,
what you used to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Time and circumstance bring forth a change.
Yes, yes.
But no matter what changes you have, amen, you have to understand if we can learn to take the marriage vows seriously, for better or worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness, in health, till death do us part, you'll find that things will work themselves out some way, somehow. You must confront your issues by admitting that you have issues. I'm going to say that again. You must confront your issues by admitting that you have issues. You can't hide from them or wave a magic wand and make them disappear. Amen. Don't think yourself to be more highly than you ought to think. You're really not all that. Hallelujah. But you need to learn how to depend on God. You must allow God into the mix instead of all your calling, your friends, and your... let me say that again. Amen. You allow God into your mix instead of so-called friends, you'll find how easily things will work out. You can't tell everybody your business, and amen, they have your business in the street. They have your business across town, overseas, and everywhere. But you can tell it to Jesus. He won't tell anybody. Amen. Everything going to work out. So folks here today are going through some issues. But I stopped by to tell you, God said it's going to work out some way, somehow. All things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Let me go ahead on and finish here. Listen, let me tell you one thing, people of God. God can make dead things come alive. I say God can make dead things come alive. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, God sent Ezekiel down in the valley of dry bones. And he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and called me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Amen. There's some stuff in your life that's very dry. There are relationships that are very dry. Lord, have mercy. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered and said, O Lord, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. What he's saying, talk to these bones. Amen. Some of y'all got dead bones in your relationship. Amen. Talk to them dead bones and tell them to wake up here in the name of Jesus. He said, talk to, prophesy to these bones and say unto them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will call breath to enter into you, and you shall live. God can breathe breath into that dead marriage. Lord have mercy. But you got to talk to it. You got to tell it. Look out here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Baby, you still look good. Honey, you still got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Instead of peeping over to the corner at Jane and Sue, Jack and Jill, hallelujah, amen, they went up the hill and they had a big fall, so you can't, you don't want to go down that road, amen, but you learn to appreciate what's in your own household. Lord have mercy. So the Bible says, in the dry bone, he said, I will lay sinews upon you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. But that tells me, brothers and sisters, that I can talk to the dead issues in my life and talk to them as a man and woman of God. And when you talk to them under the power of God and the Holy Ghost, he'll make that stuff come alive. So the prophet says, so I prophesied. The man prophesied to stuff that looked like it was dead. It looked like it was no good. But he did what God said. And when he prophesied unto those bones, he said, and behold, when I prophesied to the bone, it take a shaking started. Glory to God. Prophesy to your situation. Say, start shaking, baby. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. You see, it matters when you talk to a situation. Don't run from it. Confront it and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of my house. Glory. Get out of my mind. Get out of my spirit. See, the devil won't paint the picture so dark. But he said, speak to those bones. Bones in the valley, they were just as dry, didn't like have no life in them. He said, and behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them, still not finished. But he said, there was no breath in them, but look what he did. He said, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet. Exceeding great army. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy. Maybe you've been in the valley of dead bones too long. Hallelujah. You got to speak to that circumstance. The devil tell you it ain't going good. It ain't going to work out. Glory. Listen, God said all things work together for good to them that love God, who are calling according to his purpose. We got to get bold in our relationship with God and our walk with God. There are too many timid folks in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. They testify a good game while we're among the sanctified folks. But once they get out there by themselves, they're just like wimps. Hallelujah. Go. Amen. You gotta walk with God when you can't even see where you're going. When God, sometimes you talk to God, don't hear anything. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. So you got to believe what the word of the Lord says. Got to learn how to wait on God. Let me hurry up and finish. Because what we do, people of God, what frustrates us in our dilemmas is that we try to work it out ourselves. You know, that's, hey, you're the one that messed it up. Amen. I messed it up, and no. If I mess it up, if I do something, I'm gonna mess it up. It's gonna be worse. The Bible said, Matthew 6:25. It says, "Therefore, for you that are worriers, there are a lot of worry warts in the church. Everything bothers them. Lord have mercy. They're worried about everything, frustrating yourself. But Matthew says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink. Nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? He said, behold, the fowls are there, the birds in the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? If God takes care of the little bit of sparrow out there that don't, you know, he's just flying around here, chip, 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 you know, and God hears his call. You might not understand what that bird is saying, but he's saying, Lord, I'm hungry, 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 hungry. And God understands bird language. He'll call that bird to go by somebody's house, and they take out some old bread and throw it out there, and the bird says, chip, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, listen, if he takes them, you're better than a bird. He said, because when you worry, listen what it says. Which of you, when you worry, taking thought can add one cubit unto you? What can you do, my worry? Nothing. And why take thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And I yet say unto them that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies that didn't work, didn't do anything. Oh, ye of little faith, if I clothe them, that is tomorrow, cast into the oven, shall not much more I clothe you, oh, ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. God knows you need this, you need that. He said, I know, but don't worry about it. We're not going to change anything. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Whew. You know, that's the secret. That's the answer. You seek me first. But 9 times out of 10, God is the last one we seek. But he says, seek me when? First. And if you do this, all of these things that you're worrying about, I'm going to give it to you. Oh, therefore, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Yes. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Be happy and pleased with what you got. Say to the saints of God as they get ready to close, you are more than dry bones in the valley. You know, God made them bones get together, and you are more than dry bones. You are more than the sparrows or the birds of the air. You're more than the lilies of the field. Because 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation. And that's what I'm talking about you now. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are a peculiar people that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's who you are. Which in times past were not a people, but now the people of God. We were not a people of God. I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God, which had I not obtained. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now listen, Paul had the right perspective on life when he was going through stuff. He understood that he was not going to let his dire circumstances make him throw up his hand and give up. Paul says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I live, I'm going to live unto Christ. If I die, I'm going to heaven. So I mean, I'm in good shape. He says, according to my earnest expectations and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death, whether I'm dead or alive. God's going to be magnified in my life. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, that is in the fruit of my labor, yet what shall I choose? I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Everybody want to stay down here. Amen. This heaven and earth is not my home. I'm not really fixated on this earth, Doc. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for the number of years I've been able to live, but I'm not fixated on this place that I don't want to leave it. Amen. There's a whole lot of trouble down here. Hallelujah. So Paul said, I'm in a between whether I want to stay here. I'll go on to be with the Lord. He said, that troubles my mind. But he said, the reason I want to stay down here a little while longer is because, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. I stay in here and go through all this stuff for your sake. You need me right now, but I really want to get out of here. But you have needed me. So he said, I'm going to stay around here a little while longer. In having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. So he says, I'm going to stick around here just for y'all's sake. That's a great preacher, you know. He said, I really won't get up out of here, but y'all still messed up. I can't leave you there, so it's better for me to sort of hang around just a little while longer. Then finally, when he came down to his last, that's what I love about Paul. The man has preached the gospel. He's been through so many ups and downs, but no matter what he went through, God brought him out some way, somehow. They stoned and threw him on the outside of town for dead. God raised him up. They put him in jail, and they beat him several times, and they did all kinds of things. But through all of those beatings, some way, some God revived him some way, because God wasn't through with him yet. If God is not through with you, I don't care what folks say or try to do to you, you're not going anywhere until God says so. It's not over till God says it's over. Paul got down to his last part of life. He's in this prison, and they say he looked out of his window, and he saw Nero's chopping block. You know, they had chopping block with the chopping head off. And he saw that gallows out there. He knew it was for him. You think he went into a panic mode? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my goodness, Lord, have mercy. But here's what Paul says, and I'm through. I'm Talk about when you're going through some hard stuff. And you got to have some fight in you. You just can't roll over. Hey, your name not Rover. Amen. To Rover, fall over, Rover. No, that's not your name. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You don't fall over and fall out because the devil done got a hold of you and done stuff to you. Amen. That's time to really get it together. Amen. Everybody can shout when the music is going and people are clapping their hands and the choir is singing. But when the music stops, the drums stop, the folks stop shouting, then what are you going to do? That's the real indicator of how close you are with God. Sometimes when you're by yourself and you can't talk to nobody, they will get you in a corner and make you think everything is falling on you. Glory to God. That's when you got to just... That's when you got to do like David. The Bible said David encouraged himself. He said, I don't care what y'all saying about me. You want to stone me, but I ain't listening to what you're going to. He said, I'm going to encourage myself in God. I know what God can do. So David encouraged himself. God in himself said, Lord, what shall I do? Shall I stick around here and moan and groan and complain, or shall I pursue? God said, pursue. You can't get your stuff unless you go after it. Hallelujah. It ain't easy. Your stuff ain't coming to you. Sometimes you got to go get your stuff. Right? Some folks waiting around for the stuff to come to them. You got to go get your stuff and to command the devil to loose it. Hallelujah. Devil ain't going to have no special, do you no special favor. I'm sorry I took her stuff. I'm going to bring it back to you. I'm so guilty. You got to go get that stuff yourself. But the Bible said, Paul, when he was there, getting ready to face the chopping block, he gives a charge to Timothy, his protege. This is what he says to Timothy. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Yes. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, lies, and trickery. But watch thou in all things. He said, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of that ministry. For I am now ready to get out of here. I'm ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. But listen, Timothy, I fought a good fight. I didn't give up. Didn't give in. I fought a good fight. And I finished my course. See, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how fast you start. If you don't finish, you're still not going to win the race. He said, I finished my course and I kept the faith. And because I kept the faith, he said, listen, henceforth laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not to me only, but to all those of them that love his appearing. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith God. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. So again, you that are here that may be going through stuff, that's a part of living. Job says again, man born of woman is but of a few days and full of trouble. But he says, for this we know. Romans 8:28, scripture text. For this we know, that all things work together for good. To them that love God, who the call according to his purpose. Some people may be pushed in the corner. One, which way can I turn? Everywhere you look, you look like you're squeezed in and you can't go back or you can't go forward, you can't go to the side. You just got you frozen in space. But no matter what your circumstance, you got to tell yourself, it's going to work out. Some way, somehow. The song when I was coming up as a child, my father used to sing this a lot. And he and this gentleman used to have a man come to the house back in the day. They'd come and visit each other. And they'd get out the hymn book and the song book. My father get out his guitar. And they sat around in the fireplace singing gospel songs. Lord, have mercy. Oh, God. I know one that the writer said, you should earnestly contend for the faith as one delivered unto the saints when people got together and praise and magnifying God and then come together and drink beer and eat chips and Funyuns and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But they got together and praised and worshiped God. And that there was peace in that house. And the children learned about God and how to worship and praise God. And one song they used to sing, they said, like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. Woo! Glory to God. I look around and I wonder why all this fortune passed me by. Look, everybody's being blessed. Everybody's being helped. I wonder why all this fortune, some folks are saying that, I wonder why she got it, he's got it, and everybody got it, but I don't got it. I wonder why all this fortune passed me by. He said, look, I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow, somehow. Somehow. Go work it out. Somehow. Pray that song. Hallelujah. Somehow. He's going to work it out. Some way. Somehow. Do.
Hallelujah. And because we don't know what tomorrow will bring, we really don't know what the next minute or the next second is going to be. It looks like some of the worst things in the world can happen to us. But we got the assurance that things are going to work out. They're going to work out all right. How many of you really believe that? Now you really need to have that faith. Because every once in a while you get to the dead end of the room and you can't go back, you can't go forward, can't go to the side, but you can just stand still and wait on the Lord. Well, you know that all things, I said all things, work together for good to them that love the Lord and call according to him. Work together for good. Somehow, some way. Thank you, Jesus. Everything.
It's gonna work out.
Now look on the other side of you and tell somebody some things are gonna work out. Give them that assurance. Shall renew thy strength and make a mount upon wings like like an eagle. They can run and not be weary, and they can walk and not faint. And you can tell when it's not working, can't you? Other folks may be laughing at you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is going to work it out some way, somehow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord.
Look down. How many of you walked in here this morning? Look at your feet and point to them and say, thank you, Lord, that you got feet to walk. You got a voice to talk. How many of you had a place to sleep last night? Aren't you blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you blessed? And yet there are some people always complaining. I don't care what mama used to say, we'd be crying with a loaf of bread on the hall. I heard a story the other day. Now there were some folks just like us on their way to church, all dressed up, Bible under their arm, looking sanctimonious.
Hallelujah.
But they were complaining.
Thank you, Jesus.
Here's old Wino.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't dressed up, didn't have no Bible.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't on his way to church. But I heard him say, I'm blessed.
Woo! Hallelujah.
And it's just good to wake up in the morning and know that you're blessed.
I know you're blessed. Amen. Lord bless. Lift your hand and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his wonderful blessings and his word on today. Amen. No matter what you're going through, God's going to work it out some way, somehow, always has. There are a lot of witnesses here today that got stuck in situations and thought they would never be able to extricate themselves. But some way, somehow, God opened that door and made a way for you. And he is no respecter of persons. What the song said, there's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. There's no secret what God can do. We praise God, love him. At this time, we're ready to receive our offering from Amen of the Lord. Bless him. Thank you so much for being a part of the Christ Temple Church on today. Receive our offering. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God bless. Bless God through your offerings in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that God is working stuff out right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to see it before you see it. He's working it out right now.